half hour. And today we drink some Sierra Nevada IPA, the brand that launched the microbrew revolution in Silicon Valley, filling the bellies of 21st century tech imperialists, which is appropriate because IPAs were born to fill the bellies of 19th century British imperialists. As the story goes, Brits in East India were tired of their porters and stouts going bad by the time they finished the six-month trip around the world, so a brewer named George set out to find a solution. He tried everything: unfermented beer, beer concentrate, adding yeast in India, and it was all gross. Then he tried a whole different kind of beer, a more complex beer, a beer so unlike beers of its time that they actually called it barley wine. You see, the Brits were constantly at odds with the French, so they invented this hoppy ale as a replacement for French wines when times got rough. And incidentally, it was so packed with hops that it didn't go bad on its way to India, which is why it's called IPA, or India Pale Ale. And it's the beer of choice of my guest, Shauna Kofed, who wrote and stars in the movie 30 Miles from Nowhere and the upcoming Lifetime series American Princess from Jenji Kohan, who created Weeds and Orange is the New Black and yelled at me one time. Maybe I'll share that story. Let's toast to getting toasted right now on the Happy Half Hour.
Welcome to the Happy Half Hour, Shauna Kofed.
I did not know that about the IPA.
I don't know anything about any of the booze until I'm like...
Until you're like, oh my God, you watch your own intro segment. I'm like, I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's
elephants
so great.
In the Ukraine. Interesting. So interesting.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get into some icebreakers. So I asked you what you like to drink, and you said IPAs. Why do you like IPAs?
I like IPAs because... I get less sauced on them, I think. It's because I'm usually a wine drinker, and once I hit 40, I was like, oh, God, it hurts. It hurts so much. I still do, but I know for, like, longevity, I switched to IPA. I know it's, like, the highest alcohol content of the beers, but it's...
Right, but it's also trying to kill you. And,
slowly.
It's a punch in the face with all the hops.
Yes, yes.
Where I slow down.
Yeah, me too, me too. If it was white wine, I'd be like, one more. So this is gentler.
Yes, it is. This is torpedo IPA, extra IPA. So.
Right, so maybe less gentle.
I have no idea, but I remember I lived in NorCal when like people were like, have you tried Sierra Nevada?
And you were like, no, but I will.
I will, and then I stopped like 8 years.
You were like, I'm back to wine coolers, y'all.
But yeah, exactly. Give me some Boone's Farm. It's bright green. Next question is, what scares you? What are you afraid of? And you don't have to get too existential.
I know, right? Other than someone stealing my children in the middle of the night. Okay, all child-related things aside, like sort of the boogeyman in the dark corner.
Yeah.
Or boogeywoman.
Just like the unknown, like
the
something.
The unknown, yeah. Like I'm okay with severed heads and clowns and things like that.
Oh.
I'm sort of okay with clowns. But it's just like that lurking, like, dark...
Yeah.
Shadowy figure.
Yeah. You have a scary movie that you made.
I do.
That's out now.
With no clowns.
Not only in America, but in the UK where they created IPAs.
Yeah.
And you have it right here. 30
I do. I'm going to hold it up. Let's see if I show it to the right hole.
There
we are.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this.
It is a movie my producing partner and I, Kelly DeMeritt, shot in Chicago with great friends. It stars Rob Benedict, Carrie Preston, Kathy Shim.
It's awesome.
William Smiley, great people. It's sort of like a tense big chill because I'm kind of a horror wuss. So it's not super slashery. It's mostly just like uncomfortable and a little scary.
The trailer is kind of scary. People are getting like dragged on around.
I know. The trailer is very scary.
I love
the movie is sort of scary.
I love the idea of like the reluctant horror movie
I know,
writer.
Like I'm scared. Oh God. Okay, that's too scary. And then when they were like, well, what do you want to, when I was trying to decide what to play, I could have like cockroaches on me or I could be in the shower, the bloody shower. I was like, I will let my friend Kathy Shim take the bloody shower. I will take the cockroaches.
Oh my God, cockroaches.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
That scares me.
They were Madagascar though, super, super lazy.
Are they the big ones?
Big ones, so they're like.
Oh, I'm like, I'll take those.
Yeah.
I hate
they
the
weren't
skittery.
I don't tell you, we weren't skittery, but like the Humane Society was there. You couldn't like fling them off.
Oh, really? They watch it?
They watch. They're in the room. You have to put plastic wrap down.
I produced something with Disney, and they were like, you can't ever use animals. It's a lot to go through, especially
Absolutely.
Not like primates.
No, oh my God, primates.
We couldn't even use a picture.
Apes.
Yeah.
Not even a picture?
We did have a drawing of like a monkey in a suit.
It was like, who's the god you can't show?
Yeah, it could. It's kind of like that. All right, so we're so everyone go see the movie. It has great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Thank
I saw.
Thank you. Yes.
So
yes,
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We're gonna move on to just a little quick story about something that's happening in New York City right now.
Okay.
In New York, for Design Week, a company installed these, which are public punching bags. Use at your own risk. It's from a company that's called Don't Take This the Wrong Way, they said. The concept explores designing common spaces for the frustrations we all face. Frustrations that go beyond design systems and happen, well, because we are human. The public punching bag offers an outlet for these emotions as a means to develop, maybe develop a healthier way to address personal and collective issues in a public setting. Would you, if you saw this,
would I punch it?
Yeah.
My aim is so-so, and that is a small punching bag. I would totally hit the light poles. I would have, like, a broken wrist. I would not. I would hug that bag.
You would hug it?
I would hug that bag.
So the thing is, like, what if they had, like, huggable... I'm picturing, all I can picture is like
it's
that.
It's like a bear.
But like the, I'm just picturing the torso that's for practicing punching things with like the scary man face.
I would not hug that bag.
I feel like this is the punching
this
bag.
This is the punching bag. Well, I looked it up then, and in China in like 2011, they had them, but they were like full, they were this all wrapped around the subway poles.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, you could throw your body at one of those. These are like punch, punch, punch. Yeah.
I would do it. And
you
then
would.
I'd go, well, I would do it. I would take out my frustrations on that. I've punched a couple doors.
Yeah.
I got stung by a stingray once and ended up with a hole in the door because I was it just hurt too much.
Oh, my. Why was there a stingray in, like, a room?
No, you? I was in the ocean, and then it was, like, a day, like, an hour
oh,
later.
Daily?
An hour
oh, like,
later, I was
you
like.
You ran home, and you were like,
I need to punch. I was like, well, I can't find a hospital on Google. And that
punch,
was it.
Punch. Ah, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Better a door than a human.
Exactly. Don't go away. We got more after this.
The Toronto Raptors made their first ever appearance in the NBA Finals yesterday, but before they could make any appearance at all in the NBA, they needed a name. So the city of Toronto let people vote on what the name should be. And recently, someone on Twitter found the list of finalists, most of which are way dumber, and because of that, way better than the name the Raptors. The Blue Flames, the Blue Devils, the Blue Eagles, the Blue Basketballs, the Hoopers, the Tomcat, singular, the Cool Cats, spelled with two K's, and the Knights, but without any of that GH bullshit, the Slammers, the Slam Jammers, the Transfer, the Whiskey Jacks, and my favorite, the Mighty Dunks. But in the end, they went with the Raptors, probably because it was 1994 and Jurassic Park just came out. And I guess that's just fine because it makes Drake happy, and that makes me happy. So good.
The Slammer Jammers. It's, I love it. Or well, Slam Jammers.
Yeah, it's just...
It's like the Pajama Jammers.
Yeah, the Pajama Jammy Jammer. It was so amazing. It was very obvious that someone had just, like, had their... Been like, hey, in the paper, they're letting us pick it. And gotten a group of children
like,
together.
To be like, Google things that rhyme with ammers and ammers.
But alas, they are the Raptors, which is, it was meant to be in 1994.
Way cooler.
Let's move on to this story, which is so hilarious. It is justice in 2019. So in the city of Torrington, Connecticut, the police department is on the hunt for a fugitive. Here he is. His name is Jose Sims. He's 29 years old. And in this post that the local police department put on Facebook, they say this. Here's an interesting one. Jose Sims has agreed to turn himself into Torrington police if we can get 15,000 likes on this post. I said 10,000. He wanted 20,000. We split. It will be a difficult, but is doable. So please like this post. And while you're at it, share it, tweet it, Instagram it, Snapchat it, woof it. Thanks, Jared. That's an office reference. Or use whatever other platforms are out there that I don't know about. And then continues, this is a great one. Then again, if you know where either of these guys are, you could always let us know that too. It'd save everyone from the suspense of 15,000. Let's get it. So let's just take a moment.
To enjoy that.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
The police officer is Facebook messaging this fugitive he can't find.
Completely. And I love that they can't, like, rush a connect on election, but we can't figure out when he's like, sure, for 15 grand, like. And he's like, I don't know how to trace that. Do not know.
So ridiculous.
Like, Don't we have like addresses linked to Facebook? Maybe not. No, we don't. Of course we don't.
But it's just like, I'm sure the police have at least some kind of access to this.
To be that. Yes.
Also,
yes.
I like, it's like this guy is breach of peace to risk of injury to a child. Like that's what he's.
Oh, so it's like serious.
And this guy's making Office references and thanking Jared along the way.
Oh, he's the one?
No, the police officer is like,
wah, wah, wah.
I gotta make sure this kid's safe.
He's kind of like socially savvy too, right?
But on the other hand, they went out there and they tried to get 15,000 likes and they got really, really far past it. They're at 29,000 likes.
And he has not.
He has not turned himself in.
Made good, which is not cool.
It's not cool, but I like the idea. I guess try it if you're the police officer.
Totally, but that dude is going to be in like Twitter prison is all I have to say. Like you got your 15, they got 20. He's like, no.
It's just like, what an unreliable criminal.
Totally, what a dick.
So there he is, he didn't turn himself in. So there's that. So if you know where this guy's at, he did it all for the likes and now that he got them.
You can unfollow him now.
All right, we're moving on to Sophie's super happy dog story of the week. As we say every time, that's Waffles. That's Sophie's actual dog.
Super cute. A little bit like a Wild Waffles.
Oh, my
God. You know,
God.
Like a White Walker. White Walker, oh, Wild Waffles. Didn't she have very blue eyes?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that dog's eyes are illegal by how, like, gorgeous they
absolutely
are.
Absolutely.
At Corgo Waffles, we give her a shout out.
As she should.
She should. Okay, so here's something for dogs. This is for a dog. This is a receipt posted by someone who works at a restaurant. And the order reads, one beef burger, medium rare, no cheese, side salad. This is for a dog.
Oh, my God.
No salt, no oil, no seasoning, no pepper. Absolutely plain, no toppings, no garnishes. Type in, because they're typing in the order.
Amazing.
No bacon, no pickles, no onion, no bread, no lettuce, no side salad, just plain patty. This is for a dog.
I repeat, this is for a dog. That's amazing. That's amazing.
I like that it repeats, this is for a dog. I picture like the person who is typing this in just reminding themselves, this is my life.
This is my life. My dog owns me. My dog.
Just so you know.
I am my dog is bitch.
Are they saying like, just, it's not that I don't like variety. My dog doesn't like variety.
Please, I would not be so picky. This is for my dog.
I respect your recipe. The other question I have is like, why can't the dog have pickles? Like, what if the dog
totally
likes-
if they at the end they were like, she can have sesame seeds.
Right.
So please, a side of seeds for my burger.
I also
amazing
like the idea of the dog being like,
yeah,
there are tomatoes on there.
No, not happening. I am going to defecate all a trail from the kitchen to the front door.
It's so amazing.
It's on you, master.
Do you have any pets?
I don't, just my children.
Have you ever had, just your children?
Just my children.
Are they picky?
They are, yeah, they are.
They're more or less picky than this dog.
Less than that dog.
Good.
They would take everything on that burger and drop it on the floor and then eat the burger, but they wouldn't let you, refuse to, you know, order it.
Right, good, good. I was looking through some other pet prices. Like, the idea that this person goes out of their way, they can't just, like, have beef and make it for the dog. Mm-hmm. I hope they ordered one for themselves, by the way.
Didn't look like it, but...
Here's an example of what my old dog, this is what I fed Omi.
Taste of the Wild.
5 pounds. It has, like, things
yes
that are natural in it. $14.
Yes.
I looked for the most expensive pet food I could find, and I found Zooey Peak air-dried grain-free venison formula dry dog food.
Mm.
It's a 5.5 pound bag for $176.
Wow. Oh my God. Wow.
Amazing.
That is amazing. I hope that makes someone's dog like super canine.
Right.
You know?
That's another thing, a question I have for like the burger patty. Like, why don't you just give it raw meat? Can you do that?
I don't think you can.
Ugh, my wife eats raw meat.
Oh my God. I love your wife. I'm sorry, take it back.
Me too. No, it's weird. It's been very weird.
I hope she's very strong.
She is very strong. It's all protein.
Yeah.
I also looked up the person who spent the most money on dog food.
And it was?
A woman who spent 27,000 pounds a year, which is like $36,000. Her name is Katie Harris.
Oh my God.
And she has three Boston Terriers. She said, I love to spoil them. Aww. They only have the very best. I can pop out to the shops to give them one thing and come out having spent more than £1,000. Sometimes I get a bit out of control.
Oh my God, where does she shop?
I don't know, fancy-ass dog places.
Fancy, the fancy-ass dog shop.
They'll go away. We got more. We're gonna talk about her new show on Lifetime.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm very excited. We're gonna talk about your new show.
Yeah.
It is called American Princess.
Yes.
Here for people who don't know about it, the story is there's a woman, she is about to get married. She realizes that her husband is receiving oral pleasures on the day of the wedding.
And so she, as it should be.
Well, you know, one of those old stories.
Absolutely. The old oral pleasure thing.
It's not from her. So she runs off and joins a Renaissance fair. Take a look at the trailer.
Where am I?
At the Renaissance Festival.
Google it.
To be or not to be? What I meant was to pee!
This place is insane. Are you hiring? I have a degree in English from Vassar.
You have any felonies?
No.
You're hired.
I'm so excited you're here!
Let's go.
How didst thou fare on thy first inaugural day?
Defer to your queen.
Like a palsied seal.
You're in the show.
I am, yes.
Tell us about it. What more do we need to know?
It is, it's funny and it's dark and funny and silly and has a big heart, which we think is important in these times.
Yeah.
It's Jamie Dembo, who's amazing, and Jenji Cohan. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of silly and wonderful. And
so who do you play?
Horses.
What do you
horses?
You got me.
There are horses.
This show's silly and wonderful, but we don't have horses.
Yeah, see? See, we got the horse's edge. That's
so,
what I'm saying.
Who do you play? What's your role?
I play the queen in the fair. And so we see most of our characters in their Renaissance fair gear, in their like Elizabethan gear. And then also it's a behind the scenes, like it's an at work comedy, an office comedy.
So. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So did you have to go, had you been to any Renaissance fairs before?
I have in my time and I love them. And there's one here every summer in California.
Yes.
Outside of Los Angeles. That's amazing.
I know. And people invite me every year. I've never gone.
And you're like, I'm not going. You need to go because
Why? Because
it is like nerd resurgence. And don't tell me you were not or are not a nerd because we all are, most of us are,
Yeah. You
know, on the inside. And it's just this place where everyone can let their flag fly. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
it's
awesome.
It's really loving and pretty awesome. So it's homage to that.
I looked at, there was a Thrillist article about it because everyone comes back and is like, this was great.
Yeah.
And tell me if these are true or not true.
Okay.
Any day I eat meat off a stick is a good day. Is that true?
Absolutely true for most people.
Right.
Yes.
That's true. First of all, jousting is the coolest.
Absolutely.
Do you do any jousting in the show?
I so am hoping for a second season of jousting because it is so, so sexy.
Is it?
So sexy.
Wait,
oh my God.
Sexy? What's sexy about
the
joust?
It's really like Game of Thronesy sexy.
Is it just like a penis extension?
It is like, is probably. And you're trying to like get your shield pierced. Stop.
Knock me off the horse. When you think Game of Thrones, I just think like severe bleeding.
Like, right.
The food is not great, but it's so great. Is that
it
true?
It is so great because... again, you're eating with your fingers. You probably had a little something to drink. And everyone's just out there in the dust eating out of small cardboard containers.
All right. I got to go. When can we see it? When is the show
out? The show airs on Sunday, this Sunday on Lifetime. Every Sunday night is taking the dragon slot. Y'all's horses.
Yeah. You don't have any
minus the wings. No dragons.
Jenji Cohan yelled at me once.
She did. Please tell me why. She's amazing.
She's great. I worked at a talent agency, and my boss was like, go call her and see if she's hiring. And she was like, your agency was mean to someone I know very dearly, so I waited until this moment to say, no, we're not hiring you.
You know what? But can I tell you the flip of that
sad
story for you? Is that that's because she's loyal and like stands up for the little girl and guy.
100%.
Right? Like you deserved it. Oh, you didn't deserve it. Your agency deserved
it. I felt so slimy. I had to find her cell phone number. And then and she said it and I was like, you're just right. You're right.
I bow down.
I was like, I'm not long for this. I'm not long for this at all. It was for Wheats. And I was like, so I'm sorry. You're okay.
You're totally
right.
I love you and I respect you.
I got yelled at so much.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I love it. I love that you got a witness to her, like, her goodness.
I'm absolutely
the flip
on her side.
Of her goodness, yeah.
I own Weeds and I watch every Weeds thing on DVD and Orange is the New Black.
She's amazing.
I'm very excited.
Oh, thank you.
One last thing before we go. Mm-hmm. UFOs.
Come on. I mean, seriously, yes, absolutely.
The New York Times did this whole expose on all the Navy reports of UFOs.
Yes.
Saying things like there were a bunch of people. There was one guy named Lieutenant Axion who interacted twice with them. And then there was another guy who said he was stunned to hear the pilot's words. I almost hit one of those things, the pilot, Lieutenant Graves, said. The pilot and his wingmen were flying in tandem about 100 feet over the Atlantic east of Virginia Beach when something flew in between them right past the cockpit. It looked to the pilot, Lieutenant Graves, like a sphere encasing a cube. Do you believe it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. These reports, I feel like New York Times, we should take them like the Mueller report and just read, like, give that 2 hours and then give 2 hours to like UFO sightings. Because, you know, balance your pleasure and your work.
Yeah.
And I absolutely
want it to be 100% correct.
Absolutely.
And if you guys have any UFO sightings, please let us know. And definitely go see 30 Miles from Nowhere.
Yay.
And American Princess this Sunday on Lifetime.
Please, thank you. They said it looked like a giant Tic Tac.
Oh,
yeah. One of those UFOs. I was like, wintergreen? Because that's my favorite.
Are Tic Tacs just tiny UFOs?
Really, they kind of are.
Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.